Okay, welcome back to another episode of The Basement. I am here with
Michael.
Liz.
Hey, it's Bree.
Hey, Cecilia.
Delina
She's
is also here. It looks like she's frozen right now. And it's your girl T. Today we're gonna start off since it's Delina, if you want to say hi.
here. Hey, it's Delina.
Perfect. Since it's the International Women's Day, I guess tomorrow, because you guys are listening to this on Sunday. We thought we'd talk about some women that have inspired us in our lives. And I was thinking we could mention like someone like personal that we know, and then maybe like someone that we look up at from a distance, if that makes sense. So yeah, whoever wants to start us off, go ahead. Or I could start. I'm gonna just take the obvious answer here and be like, my mom has inspired me a lot. And we do have our differences, but I do think I value her and like what she advises me to do a lot. So, yeah, my mom. And then someone I look at from afar, maybe like Yara Shahidi, because she's around the same age as me and she's like doing a lot more. And like, I don't know, she's really killing it in acting and politics and activism. Yeah. So those are my two.
I would have to say for me, my grandmother is someone who like is a woman who inspires me. Mostly because like to come from Jamaica and then move to New York with absolutely nothing and then make something of yourself is just incredible. And I would think like a celebrity or someone known who a woman who inspires me. Even though like there's a lot of controversy about her, I would say Oprah. Because she's done so many things and like she's really built an empire like for herself and
Yeah.
in the career that like I really want to go into. So, yeah.
Very nice. Who's next?
I can go next.
Oh, mind.
So, I'm gonna stick to like women in my family for who inspires me. I would say that my mom inspires me a lot. I feel like growing up, I didn't realize some of the things like she was teaching me. And then as I got older, I was like, whoa, you were planting seeds from like when I was really young. And then I'm like, oh, these are like cute life lessons now that I have forever that she just has instilled in me, which I love about her and like our relationship.
Yeah.
And then someone that I look up to just like from afar, I guess like it's not a celebrity, but like I guess from afar because I don't know them personally, but my family doctor, just because she's so young and she's has the same like career that I want, being like a family doctor and also an obstetrician. And she's just like so full of life and like a woman of color that's young and in the same position. It kind of like gives me hope to like be where she is at some point in my life. So yeah.
I love, wow. Cecilia, I know you're about to go.
I was gonna say my mom. I just feel like for the last 2 years, she's just been like thrown everything at her. So it's like it's nice to see her finally settling. Something I look up to that's not like directly towards me. I honestly have no idea. I don't think I like look up to anybody outside of my inner circle just because I don't know what their lives look like, kind of thing. Like it could seem like, oh, they're doing all these great things, but underneath they might not be doing it. And I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's see.
Well, very valid. We'll go Michael and then Delina.
For me, I obviously say my mother because like she's been through a lot, especially like the birth of me and like after that just coming to Canada with like a married man and then like a child and then having to go to university and and do all that while taking care of me and my brother was a pretty like big thing that I feel as a kid, like I didn't even know like what she was doing up until like maybe I was like older. But she always pushed me to do like what I wanted to do, but then also kind of like pushed me to do what she wanted to do in regards to me. But like now, like we definitely have like we see things eye to eye more now than like we were like last year, I'd say, because that was like a different year for me transitioning to post-secondary. But the other woman that is pretty inspirational in my life, there's this girl and her name is Joanna P. She's like one of the people that when I was like growing up, she has racial practice as well. And like, she was doing everything, like everything. So that really like pushed me to want to do everything as well. I'm like, I remember as a kid, like she was saying that there's nothing that you can't do. And like, yeah. I was very like shy and like, is unconfident. Is unconfident a word?
Yeah.
Confident, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, let's just use that. Right. And like, it was kind of difficult for me to like do things and like not really like be scared of what other people think. So yeah, that was a big thing for me.
I like that. And Delina, if she's not frozen, I think she's frozen. Yeah. Oh, Delina, are you good? Okay, yeah, I think we'll just go into our first topic, and when Delina unfreezes, she can share her answers. And our first topic of today is talking about...
Okay, I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes. Looking like a yikes situation. Yeah, so we'll just go into Drake's music that he just released, and I know you guys wanted to share a few thoughts. Michael, you want to kick us off with this?
Sure. Honestly, like, this is a smart move by Drake in my opinion, because he was teasing CLB and like he didn't drop it, and I was like, yo, like, you know, where's it at? And the fact that like he kind of like did put out music that was already heard, that was kind of leaked through like TikTok, Twitter, or SoundCloud, that was a pretty smart move. Then adding Rick Ross and like doing that, kind of having like a nostalgia vibe. Like if you listen to Drake, like Drake and Rick Ross kind of like play off each other pretty well. So like when I was listening to it, I was just like, okay, whoa, I was not anticipating that at all. And plus like it's called Scary Hours too. So back in like, I think 2018 or 2017, I'm not sure. He dropped like a little EP that had like, you know, some bangers. So the fact that he came back with like an like almost like unannounced like live stream, we had no idea this was coming out. So it was a definitely like a smart move on Drake, and like people are definitely like taken by the wind with it. So yeah,
I just want to throw in that his album, like CLB's been leaked, like everything, the songs, it's all in like a doc. So the album's been out. I can send it to you guys if you want. I'll send it after.
Yeah, send it. Show.
Yeah. It's been out for a couple weeks.
That's actually leaking everything. Like,
yeah, honestly, because he kept pushing it. And I think the fans were like, okay, if you're not going to drop it, we will.
Wow. Wow. I wanted to ask this question, unless you wanted to continue with.
I was just going to say the song with Little Baby was really good. And the visual. Mm. Of one of his songs. I see he was in the city, because normally I'm like, Drake is not one for the city. He doesn't care about Toronto. And I guess, you know, maybe he saw people on Twitter talking about how he doesn't really, I don't know, you know, when you get to a point where you're mainstream and you're not really like in the city that you come from, you're more in the States, because
that's yeah.
Concentrated at or whatever. But everywhere in that music video was in Toronto. So I'm like,
okay, go off.
Yeah.
See, thing is, I have a differing opinion. I feel like it was so overrated. like, I just feel like I was listening to it and I was like, yeah, this is mediocre. This is mediocre for Drake, because there are songs you listen to right off the bat and you're like, yeah, this is it. But I will say, for What's Next, the visuals made the song, because if I just listened to the song, I would just be like, what's next? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm confused. Is this it? But I just feel like Drake is so big now, like, that he can put out like subpar work for him and people will still come and like listen. Everyone's on Sirius XM, you know, last night listening, you know, he dropped the link and everyone was like, oh my god, OVO Sound is back, like, we need to hop on right now. And it was just like, I was listening to OVO Sound yesterday with my roommate and my friend, and we were just like, is this really it? Like, we're just gonna sit here waiting till 12, like, because it's Drake though.
Yeah. You
know? But yeah, I don't know, that's just my opinion.
Michael, your hand raised as soon as Bree started talking, so what y'all have to add?
Like, I literally think, like, I've been saying this since I was like in grade 8. It was like, Drake could literally release like utter garbage and I'm just gonna be like, this is a classic, like, this is it, you know? And I feel like he has that effect, and I don't know what it is, but like, he could really release, like, as she said, like, subpar music, and people would be like, you know what, this is a hit, like, it's a summertime vibe. But like, I don't think it's subpar, I just think that he's teasing it for like, for a reason. Like, he wants people to be like, you know what, he's still, you know, in the works doing his thing. And I feel like that's what like the whole EP was about, because even with like the one before, like, you know, like no one really knew that he was going to come out with Scorpion like later in the summer, right?
Yeah. So oh, Brie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that it was just funny, like, on SiriusXM, this guy came on and was like, you know, it's just good that I can stand up here after my whole injury and, like, you know, get back to doing the things I love. I'm like, you don't need to stand up to hold a mic to your head. You can sit in the booth. Like, I just feel like it was so prolonged, and like, people have been waiting for Certified Lover Boy to come out for so long, and he dropped this because it got leaked, and it was just like, I don't know. I feel like it was just kind of like a, he had to recover somehow because everything was getting leaked, and like, he needed to drop something because fans were getting impatient.
Yeah, fully.
But I feel like with music, I'm going to sound like a hater, but it's just like, I understand that certain people have been around for a long time and they've established a name and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, how many songs do you need of the same person? Like, okay, like, let me, like, Drake has been around for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, for example, when people talk about LeBron, how many basketball games do we need to see the same person? Like, I just feel like it's the same people. Obviously, with any industry. It takes time to build up to a level of status or whatever, right? And it's like, when you're there, you're doing everything to stay at the top, and the people who are staying at the top, like, you know, obviously they're putting in the work to stay there and they have the team and whatever. But it's just like, bruh, they've been Nicki Minaj, Drake, Rick Ross, like, take in, they're all pushing 30, 40, they're having kids now, like, let's move on to some new acts. Kanye West been in the game for how many years? Like, let's see some new people. They the same people over and over. Like, let's get someone new on the scene. I don't know.
I feel like that just speaks to like what I was saying about being mediocre, because like, he has so much clout just off of like the years and years that he's been in the game. Mm-hmm. But he uses that to drop mediocre music. But like, if you think about people like stars like Prince and Michael Jackson, you will never get tired. You won't be like, they've been around for 10 years, why don't they just do something else? Like, you know, like, because every time they came out with something new, it was something new and fresh and exciting. But I feel like, you know, after rappers or like artists have been around for a certain amount of time, they just use their, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like their seniority, like, yeah, like, you know, just to like drop things and they know people will listen.
Yeah. But
I feel like that's the difference between our generation and now, or before.
But they also don't know when to like call quits. Cause I feel like a lot of them, even with, like, if you look at Fergie, like she took a break and then she came back. And yeah, I'm like, you just gotta stay in your lane kind of thing.
Yeah, some people need to stay, but like, I hate to say it, but like even like Madonna, she's iconic, but man, it's too much now. It's too much. Michael, you have something to add?
You know what? I feel like at the end of the day, like when Drake is like 40 and he doesn't make music, everyone's gonna be like, smoke, I should have taken opportunity. Like, I feel like you guys need to realize that like Drake has literally done everything. He's acting.
But that doesn't mean he's good at it.
So retirement.
How is he not good at it? How is he not good at it?
I'm with Michael.
He still hasn't learned to dance on stage. He just jumps around like a little boy at all of his concerts. You can't tell me he's done everything.
It's part of his character. It's okay.
I'm so appalled.
I'm dead. I actually wanted to ask this question earlier, but do you think Drake is the artist that put Toronto on the map? Like, is that who? Because everybody says it's Drake, but what are your thoughts on that?
See, both Drake and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Because Drake kind of put on rap, and then Justin Bieber kind of put on like that pop, which I mean is on the radio more often than.
I just feel like Americans think that he's from America, and that's the issue we have here. Because
yeah,
like they'll be like, oh yeah, he lived in Toronto for a little bit, but like, you know, he's really from here. But like, no, like I feel like he doesn't rep Toronto like that. Recently he has been, but like in the middle of his career, like if we're talking like this is like near the end because he's like 35 now. In the middle of his career, he wasn't really, you know. I feel like if we're looking at people that rep Toronto, like The Weeknd would be for sure.
Okay, valid. I do agree, like there was a shift in what Drake was pushing. Like I only remember all of a sudden he was repping Toronto so hard. He was like going in with a thick Toronto accent to all events. He was riding for the Raptors 24/7.
Yeah, like from Views onward.
Yeah.
For that?
The endorsement.
For that?
Rolling in.
Where was he from? I don't know. He could have been from Atlanta. I swear people thought that.
But I feel like that's because to make it in music, you can't sound like you're Canadian. Because you're trying to sell to an international audience and Canada isn't going to buy from you until you're famous elsewhere. So you can't like, I don't know. You can't have a type of identity in your music. Well, what do I know?
So I feel like in a way though, because of Drake, I think he paved the way for people to build and like create their music from Toronto instead of having to do in Atlanta. Because now you have all these big artists. Like we obviously know like, Party Next Door, Tory Lanez, like all of these artists, like we know they're not from Toronto, but to everybody else, they're basically from Toronto. It's like the GTA or whatever. And I just think now, like you have this, this big scene in Toronto with these Toronto rappers and whatnot. So I think it's starting to change. I feel like Toronto's kind of shifting into Atlanta a little bit, in a way. Yeah, not fully there, but yeah.
Michael, what do you have to say?
I definitely agree with the point that I think Liz made was when like you can't sound like you're from Canada. Like for me, like the thing that I think got Drake to in my eyes, like in the rap game, not in like more of like the music scene, in the rap game was when he partnered with Migos on that Versace track. And I was just like, whoa, like this is Drake. And then I was just like, oh no, he's from Atlanta. And then like then 2 years after that, he had a song with Skepta. It was called Shut Down. And then like that was when like, you know, that was in the UK. So my was like, oh, is he from the UK? He has a UK accent now, you know, da 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 da. But like I honestly feel like he did pave the way for a lot of like Toronto or like the GTA artists to like kind of get to that platform. And like a good example is Roy Woods, Brampton Boy. Mm. You understand that song? Yeah. And like after that song, like I don't feel like Roy Woods kind of, you know, like kind of got up there anymore. But he did pave his way to kind of like get his name in the music industry. Mm-hmm. But you know.
No, valid. I want Delina to say her inspirations, and then we'll move into our segment for today.
Okay, so I'm going to say my mom for like the same reasons as Liz. So just like have like coming from another country, having nothing, and then being able to come here and build a better life and give like, I guess, me and my brother what would be like a normal Canadian life and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then for, I guess, someone famous, there's this author, her name is like Amy Morin. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but she has these TED Talks that are out, and she basically writes these books about, I guess, like being mentally strong, but her story is really interesting. It's just kind of about how she basically like lost her husband and lost her mom, and then how like everything was going really badly for her, and then how she turned it around and ended up writing this book. So that's like something that's kind of like the one off the top of my head. It's pretty like recent. So yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. And now it is time for our second segment of the semester, and it is called Big Facts with Bree. So I will pass it on to her.
Hey guys, welcome to my segment, Big Facts with Bree.
Nice.
It wasn't loud enough, but we'll fix that for next time.
Yeah.
And so basically this is my segment because I love looking things up. I like finding out new things. So I want to like have you guys guess, I guess, play a game sort of, because I don't want to just sit here and tell you facts because that's not fun. So I have three categories: food, facts about food, facts about the human body, and just random facts. Okay. And basically for each category, either one is going to be true or one is going to be false.
Okay.
And you guys have to like collectively agree which one is like the outlier. So first category is going to be food, and you guys have to guess which fact is false. So the three facts are bananas are part of the berry family along with strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries.
Okay.
Second fact, the craving of wanting to chew ice can actually be a sign of ill health.
Okay.
And the third fact, supermarket apples can be up to a year old.
Wow, I feel like these are all very like believable. Like I would.
I feel like the first one is false.
I think the first one's right.
Because I'm like, I know watermelon, I know they're not even like category, but watermelons are also considered a berry. So I feel like bananas.
Aren't strawberries not a berry? Oh, strawberries aren't a berry. You're right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There we go. That's part of it, maybe. Okay. Then
I know the second one is true for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I know ice is actually a form of, I think, how do you pronounce it? Like
iron deficiency?
No, it's like pizza, where people eat things that you shouldn't be eating. It starts with a P. You guys know what it's called? Like pica, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I saw something where people who have like iron deficiency eat ice.
I'm going to explain all of them, but like, so have we come to a consensus? Which one is the false one?
Oh, wait.
It's the last one.
What was the last one again?
Supermarket apples can be up to a year old.
See, I feel like that's also believable. Like they pick it early, they just freeze it, and then pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, we'll go with the last one, false, right? Is everybody in agreement?
Wait, which one's the supermarket one? The
first one.
Wait, we have to come to a consensus.
Okay, then the last one then, I guess.
The supermarket apples.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys got it wrong.
Oh my goodness.
You guys are on the right track though, because strawberries, so the one that was false was the bananas are part of the berry family along with raspberry. Because actually, strawberries aren't berries. So it's false because bananas are considered berries, but strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries are not. Botanists classify berries as a fruit produced from a plant with a single ovary with two or more seeds, and these like berries, strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries don't make the cut.
So, interesting.
Yeah. And then the second one, the craving of wanting to chew ice can actually be a sign of ill health, is true. And yeah, Sienna, you got it right, because the compulsive eating of ice is actually a sign that you might be suffering from anemia. And it's just a method of cooling inflammation in the mouth caused by the body's lack of iron. So
interesting. Wait, so what is this?
Chew up ice all the time. It makes sense because so many Jamaicans are anemic.
I used to be an ice eater, like often. Just have a cup of ice.
That all makes sense.
But I want to know what this word Delina was trying to explain before, like pica.
I feel like that's the wrong word.
No, it's like, I actually came across it, what you're talking about. I don't want to like spend time looking it up, but it's like pally something, where like you always want to be like having something in your mouth type.
Okay.
And then the supermarket apples can be up to a year old is also true, because apples at the grocery store aren't really fresh. They are picked between August and November, covered in wax, hot air dried, and then sent into cold storage and sit there for 6 to 12 months, and then they're finally put out in the grocery store.
I don't like apples. They're nasty. Yeah. And explaining that, I'm completely done with them.
Also, like, never pick apples that don't have stems on them, because that means like they have a little hole, right? So like, think about when they're sitting in the storage.
No.
Anything can just
snuggle up in there.
That worm in like all those kids' books. They're on
to something. It's real.
Okay.
That is different.
Second category. I have to redeem myself.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay. Second category is facts about the human body.
Okay.
So in this one, only one of them is true, and you have to figure out which one that is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you're tallest right before you go to bed at night. You shed more skin cells and weight than your average newborn baby. And the third one is babies don't have kneecaps.
Can you repeat the second one?
So the second one is you shed more skin cells and weight than your average newborn.
Okay. The first one,
you're tall.
I feel it. Yeah, I feel like that's wrong, because I feel like you're shortest at nighttime, because you know, you've been through your day and then you've just like shrunk a bit, but I don't know. And then
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wake up, stretch it out. I don't know. The second one, kind of iffy. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's true.
That one's true?
Yeah.
What was the second one? You have to identify the true one. Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, say them all one more time.
One more time. Okay, first one. You're tallest right before you go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
Second one. You shed more skin cells and weight than the average newborn. And third one. Babies don't have kneecaps.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, I definitely think the first one's a cap.
Okay.
Like, so you're finding which one is true, though.
Oh, which one's true? Oh, this the second one.
Skin one.
Yeah, the skin one.
Dead cell one? That's crazy. Yeah, you know what?
I think so. I think the second one, too.
Because the last one, I feel like babies have some sort of, it might not be fully developed yet, but I feel like they've got something. Because like when you push babies' legs, they bend in that area. Like, would it not bend if you didn't have a kneecap? Or, interesting. I think we'll
I don't think babies don't have kneecaps. I think the middle ones.
Okay. Yeah. Me Everybody's too. Cool with the middle second
you answer. You can't even look it up. Cecilia, are you looking it up?
No, I'm trying to make a video into a live. Okay, like a wallpaper live. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Was it right?
Okay, yeah, you guys got that one right. The second one is true. So yeah. Nice. So yeah, your tallest right before you go to bed at night was a dead giveaway. Like, your tallest right when you wake up in the morning, because lying down lets your spine elongate and decompress from daily activities.
Interesting.
Like, the cartilage in your spine gets to like
shift.
Line. Yeah, because like when you're walking all day, it like compresses like smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the second one is true. Your body sheds about 30 to 40,000 skin cells an hour and 1 million skin cells a day.
It's crazy.
8 pounds per year. And most of those settle as dust in your home. So, like, dust your things.
Yeah.
And then the last one, babies don't have kneecaps. They do. They're just made out of cartilage. So, yeah.
Okay. So they're just, like, at the start of developing, basically.
Yeah, exactly. They're not like bone yet, but they still have them.
Okay.
Oh, guys. Wow.
Very nice.
And then the last round is just random facts that I found that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
There's 4 this time. So it's like
even harder.
Hardest round. Okay. So one of them is false. And you have to figure out which one it is. So, first fact, household bleach actually has an expiry date. Second fact, the 5-second rule could scientifically be extended to the 10-second rule.
Okay.
Third fact, drinking alcohol lowers your body temperature rather than raising it.
Okay.
And fourth fact, there's more than one sign language. It is not universal.
Yes, I know for a fact there's more than one sign language.
What was the first one?
The first one is household bleach actually has an expiry date.
I think the third one is false.
The drinking alcohol lowers your body temperature rather than raising it?
Yeah. I swear you get hotter.
Yeah, because that's why you drink before you leave for the bar. So you're like toasty in line.
Mm-hmm.
Logistically makes sense. What was the other one?
The second one?
Yeah.
It was the 5-second rule could scientifically be extended to the 10-second rule.
I feel like it's like 5-second rule doesn't even exist, right? As soon as that food drops, bacteria's on it. I feel like I learned that somewhere. Yeah. So, I don't know.
The alcohol one or 5-second rule?
Are we saying the alcohol one?
Are we doing what's false or what's true?
What's
false?
This one's wrong.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, is everybody cool with the...
We can do alcohol, right?
Yeah, I feel like alcohol is the false one.
Okay, so you got it wrong.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I got it wrong. So, drinking alcohol... even though you might feel warmer when you drink alcohol, that's because your brain is playing tricks on you. And basically, your alcohol lowers your body's core temperature, and vasodilation in your blood vessels makes the blood go to your extremities faster. So like the heat caused by like the blood being like at the core of your body is now like at the at your fingertips, your toes, like your head.
That makes sense because, like, when you get cut and you're drinking, your blood, like, spills out faster because...
Yeah, your blood
vessels are
dilated. They're bigger, yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, when you're outside in the cold, you can like catch hypothermia like faster than if you were like not drunk.
Wow.
Like it's actually pretty dangerous.
It's so funny because everybody says like, oh, alcohol blanket, like I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's why.
I didn't even realize. Yeah.
No, you're actually losing body heat like bare, especially in your head.
Interesting. So I guess wear a hat and then.
That's so crazy. All the girls would leave the club in December when there was snow on the ground.
Their toes out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, couldn't be me.
Okay, so let me go through the other three. So yeah, household bleach has an expiry date, is true. So household bleach expires. This home cleaning product lasts about 6 months and is 20% less effective as each year goes by. So basically, okay. You're just cleaning with the smell of bleach.
That is crazy. You know what? At least that's not the other way around where it becomes like even more toxic. Because I swear I have bleach in my house. That's definitely over 6 months.
Years old. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just in my basement, like, oh yeah, let's take out the bleach from the closet. I found that so crazy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because will it even clean at that point? Like, just water. Does that mean also, like, the effects? Like, this is bad, but you know how there was that whole trend of not like, even trend, like people are just like drinking bleach.
Donald Trump said that it could kill the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. Like, would it just be ineffective if it's been sitting there?
Think it's still like toxic chemical. Like, no matter if you like drink it, if it's like a year old or like 5 years old, you're still gonna do something bad to yourself.
Valid.
Okay, so the false one was actually the second one. The 5 second rule could scientifically be extended to the 10 second rule. And right, it's false because the 5 second rule should, sorry, my roommate's dog just got excited. The 5 second rule shouldn't be followed. Sorry, just barking. Yeah. It shouldn't be followed because researchers found that when food dropped on a surface contaminated with salmonella, a substantial amount of bacteria transferred on the food within 5 seconds. So like, as soon as it hits the floor, like, it's done for.
Okay.
And no, what were you gonna say, Michael?
That's actually so jokes because like, as a kid, like, all the boys would be like, it's like a rule, doesn't matter. So it was just like,
dropping like things like buttered toast and like things that
pick up. No, nothing with sauce, just but I drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Horrific. Anyways, last one is there more than, there's actually more than one sign language and it's not universal. So that's true, which I found so crazy. I don't know why I was thinking like, all deaf people would sign the same, but they don't.
I was like
the African American
So like I wanted to be a sign language interpreter for a while, so like I studied a bunch. What's interesting is there's also like, so what we use in Canada is also like ASL, and then there's also BSL, which is Black American Sign Language. Mm-hmm. And like during segregation, deaf people weren't allowed to go into white schools. So they kind of created their own language. The Black community created their own language when segregation ended and they were back into like classrooms of white people. They couldn't even understand what the teachers were saying or anything because they talked a completely different language. But then obviously Black people adopted, learned how to code switch. So now there's BASL, which is dying, and ASL. But there's also like French sign language, British, yeah, Scottish.
Yeah, like so like for each like country, each different language you can speak, there's also a language you can sign, which I thought was really interesting. Also, it depends on which region you're in. So you could be in a country where like there's two different forms of sign language.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just found that so interesting. So yeah, that's my segment.
Yay! Amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited to do another one because
that was fun. Yeah, I did very much enjoy. And thank you for sharing these facts. I feel like I did learn a lot. So now we are going to move on to our last topic of today, and that is talking about Tim Hortons. I know like last year Roll Up the Rim wasn't even a thing. It was like a scanned in, you scanned your cup to see if you want a prize, and who wants to do that? But now it's back, Roll Up the Rim is a thing. And I just wanted to talk about Tim Hortons in general, because everybody's like, to get the full Canadian experience, you need to go to Tim's. And what do y'all think? Is it all that? Like, is it worth the hype?
I guess I can say something on it. But I just know every time I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Let me forget my past experience. And I eat the eggs in the sandwiches, my stomach decides to hate me. Like,
yeah, did you see that they've been, oh wait, sorry, continue.
No, I just said it's just not a good day for me. Like,
yeah, it isn't. But did you see all the ads now saying Tim Hortons is now using real eggs?
What? No. Oh my god.
So I don't know what they had before, maybe like some sort of egg patty, but yeah, now Tim Hortons is cracking eggs on their stovetop, so maybe your experience will change.
Oh my god, that's so concerning.
No, it was, when I found that, I was like, why are we promoting real eggs? Like, what is going on? And apparently they just didn't have it. Cecilia, you had something to add?
I love Timmy's. I mean, like, certain things from Timmy's.
Yeah.
There's, like, I love their bagels. Like, obsessed with bagels. I don't know why. Just bagels. Or just, they have, like, the herb and garlic cream cheese that I'm in love with. But, I mean, Timmy's isn't the greatest place. And I wouldn't, like, it's Canadian. But it's also, like, if you're to look at America and look at, like, Dunkin' Donuts, for example, Dunkin' Donuts is actually good. You know, I mean, like, from what I've heard from Americans, it's good.
No, like, I feel like it's a very popular place in the States. Yeah,
it's popular, but the donuts are dry. How are you gonna have donuts? I think they've removed the donuts, and now it's just Dunkin', I think. I don't know, I can't remember. Am I wrong?
I don't know, but that's crazy. Sure, yeah. How are they just going to switch up their whole brand like that?
I'm saying for them to have Dunkin' Donut and the donuts are dry. Like, we're not even talking about Krispy Kreme type of donuts. Not even, like, it's just dry.
But it's just fucked.
Yeah. I feel like Tim Hortons is good for their, like, food menu. Like, not necessarily their breakfast item. Their chili is really good. Their wraps are pretty good.
Yeah. What's everybody's Tim's order? I kind of want to know. Because
I usually get the sausage biscuit without the egg.
Okay.
And the Earl Grey tea.
Okay. Yeah. Brie, what's yours?
Whenever I want to, like, ignore my stomach, I get the sausage biscuit with the egg. But now I'm just like thinking about all the times in the science atrium that I lined up to eat fake eggs.
Oh my god, that line was ridiculous. Lined up
the corner to eat something that is not real. Anyways, but what would I get? I like their, like, food menu. That's like the like their wraps. Yeah, and I was on this phase where I would always get the wedges with like the spicy chipotle mayo thing.
The farmer's wrap or whatever. From like the sauce in the farmer's wrap.
I don't know, they had like this chipotle sauce thing. Okay. And I would get the wedges with that. That would be a good, like, while I'm studying, that's what I would get.
Quick little snack. Yeah. Delina, what's your order?
Honestly, ever since like university and science atrium, like, I have not gone back to Tim Hortons. Like, I have no reason to go back, because when I'm at school, it's like, when you're a science student, like, you're forced to go to Tim Hortons because realistically you're not missioning to the other side of campus, and then Subway is usually closed, right? Like, by the time you want Subway, like, you're on campus late, it's not open. But what would I get? I usually just get a coffee, honestly, because I'm trying to stay up. And then I don't know, I just remember that they used to have, like, they stopped selling lunch food. You guys remember this? Like, they used to have wraps and everything, and then all of a sudden they're like, no, we're just gonna do breakfast and that's it. And like, I don't like eggs. Like, I don't like getting eggs in anything from, like, restaurants. Like, I don't mind making eggs, but so all the breakfast sandwiches were just a turn off to me. I would just honestly get their bagel with butter and that's it. Like,
yeah, classic. And you say French vanillas all the time. You would get French vanillas half.
Half French vanilla, half coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic. I find I'm not a fan of Tim Hortons coffee unless it's like in the iced coffees or the iced cappuccinos, but I'll only drink it hot if it's half French vanilla, because I don't know, it's different. Michael, what's your order?
I'm not a very, like, I'm not a Tim's Starbucks, whatever you want to call it, type of person. I'm not going to lie to you. But whenever I go to Tim's, I just get, like, a blueberry muffin with, like, lemonade.
Okay, classic.
Yeah.
And then, Cecilia, you said you had the bagel with herb and garlic.
Mine's, like, a plain bagel, double toasted with herb and garlic cream cheese. And, like, a steep tea, usually. So okay.
Nice.
Oh, and the hash browns. I'm obsessed with, like, the hash browns.
Okay, wait. Tim Hortons hash browns over McDonald's hash browns?
No.
McDonald's. Okay, I was going to say, because if you said yes, then.
I feel like all, even, like, their wedges at Tim's, they're so hit or miss. Like, you could get a good hash brown, yes, but, like, you'll also get really disappointed a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I also feel like their iced coffees are so inconsistent. Like, one day you can get something really sweet, another day it's super watery and, like, really bitter, which I hated. Also, we didn't even have iced coffee. Like, I'm remembering they didn't want to have an ice machine, so you were forced to get ice caps, which are so sweet. Like, I used to drink them all the time, but now I just can't. I can't drink ice caps anymore.
I remember waiting in that long line, and they weren't having that drink. And I'm like, I waited here for nothing. I literally walked away because I'm like, I'm not going to have ice caps. It's trash. But I don't know. Now everybody knows our Tim Hortons orders, just in case they want to get us anything or feeling nice. You know what we like.
I wish I could, like, have their, like, bagels with cream cheese, but I'm already lactose intolerant. So whenever I get a coffee there, and they also don't have, like, any milk options, I'm taking a risk. But then the way they slap on the cream cheese.
Thick. The hole is full.
It's thick. Like, oh my God. I just look at it and my stomach flips.
Michael, go ahead.
I have a question for Brianna, since she's lactose, right? Because Jamie's lactose as well, and, like, always, like, make fun of her because she, like, always wants to, like, have, like, ice cream or, like, things that she knows it's gonna, like, make her tummy run, right? So for you, do you do that as well? Like, do you, like, purposely do that to yourself?
Funny, because me and my roommate are both lactose, and we still like, we know our bellies are gonna hate us, but we just body it anyways because we're greedy. Like, but there's a thing where, like, if I have cheese, it will be less so, like, crazy than if I have, like, ice cream or, like, sour cream.
Yeah,
if I have tacos with sour cream, like, come on, it's game over.
No, but I feel like that's very accurate. Like, I feel like certain foods and certain levels of dairy affect differently. So, like, sometimes it's just, like, worth the risk because you might not even feel a type of way.
Yeah, but, like, I couldn't tell you the last time I sat down to drink a cup of milk. Like, that just I'm sorry, it's disgusting.
It is.
It's milk.
I'll drink a good milkshake.
And you know what's funny? Like, when I was little, my parents would plop down a glass of milk to have a breakfast. Like, and thinking back, like, that's so nasty. Like, the fact that my parents, like, it would be, like, eggs, toast, bacon, milk, like.
Yeah, no, I don't understand. As soon as I became lactose, my whole family switched to, we're on, like, that almond milk phase for a while, and then it didn't taste good in coffee, so we switched to like the lactose free milk. But I still, like, I don't understand how people find like a glass of milk appetizing. Like, how, what, why? Like, Michael, you crazy.
Wait, no, it's actually so, like, cold milk with like French toast.
So nice. Like, I don't know.
Like, it knocks you out like quick. Like, if you're like, I remember, like, as a kid, I used to dip my cookies in milk. Yo, it's so nice.
Okay, but that's like different from like having just straight milk.
I do know, but like, I like, up until like I was like 16, like, I whenever like I was like, I didn't want to go to sleep, or like, you know, I'll just, you know, a whole cup and just call it a day. Like, it was nice. Like, I'm pretty sure like I did it last week. Like, it's, I like it.
That is crazy. Are you the type to like dunk your cookies in the milk?
Yes, and let it soak.
You not do that, Brie?
No.
Like your Oreos, whatever?
I think like maybe for 2 seconds, like maybe for like a few months when I was.
No, you have to let it soften up a little bit. No?
Exactly. No, I do not know. Soggy cookies?
I'm just going to say this. I feel like almond milk, all this like oat milk, whatever, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, we have it in the fridge. My parents are lactose intolerant. And then we also have a little bit of, like, Tiana was saying, lactose-free milk for coffees and stuff like that. But I feel like at first with almond milk, I feel like everyone was forcing it onto us. So I grew to like it because we were forced to like it, if that makes sense. Like, everybody was just like, almond milk. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll have it. Like, I guess I'll buy it because it's part of the culture now. But I didn't even like it at first. Now I do. But I feel like it was forced onto me because if I was drinking cow's milk, everybody would be attacking you. You know what I mean? So
I feel like almond milk is watery, but oat milk is actually good.
There's levels to milk alternatives.
And soy milk.
Yeah, I heard soy milk isn't good for you, so I'm like,
because a lot of plant.
It tastes so good.
It has a lot of plant estrogen in it.
Who cares?
So wait, like,
for women, that's fine, but for men, not so much.
Oh, interesting. Wow, yeah. I thought it was like I shouldn't be drinking this because
I don't know. For women, it's okay. Like, and I know like a lot of people like who drank soy milk as kids, like religiously, like. You can tell because like the plant estrogen actually does stuff to your body. Like, I remember, if guys drink a lot of soy milk, like they'll start like getting a little 1-2 boob action.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. When I was in like high school, my friend was like, can you bring me some soy milk? It's supposed to make my boobs bigger. And I was like, okay, like I've been drinking this and nothing's happening, so go off. But that is interesting.
Do you guys want anything like fun, like anything big from Roll Up the Rim, or is it always just coffees and donuts for you guys?
Yeah, I'm gonna say coffees.
My favorite's a donut. I don't really drink coffee, but they let you get like hot chocolate if you don't drink coffee or whatever. Those donuts, I don't know, just something about a free donut is nice.
Apparently,
but you don't get to keep the car, like you get to lease it for 1 year.
I heard that. Yeah, it's a rental, you have to return it
1 year.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a scam.
It is. But I also fine print stuff.
Yeah,
my mom doesn't even drink coffee or anything. She barely goes to the Morton's, and like the one time she went for Roll Up the Rim, she won like $100.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. And you can get cash too. And I was like, okay, so is that coming my way? I bought your tea.
Fully. I feel like also like the prizes throughout the year have just like gone downhill, because before I remember they even had like two roll-ups, like you could have two chances of winning a prize.
Okay, I have a question actually. I just thought of this, it's so dumb, but let's say you bought your friend a drink, okay, and mm-hmm. they open whatever, you're like, let me treat you to a drink today, and then they roll the rim and they win like $1,000. What do you
wait? That's I've like, seen some like this on like TikTok where it's like this girl bought, I think this like girl gave this other girl money, and with that money the girl bought like a lottery ticket. Mind you, the friend owed the girl the money, and then she bought like a lottery ticket and won like $1,000 or whatever. The friend basically turned to her, was like, oh, like buy me a new phone with the money you bought, because that was my money.
Yeah, I've seen like a similar situation where it was like, you bought your friend a lotto ticket for their birthday or whatever, and they win the jackpot. Like, do you give them money, or do you give them a lottery ticket back? Because like technically they gave you a lottery ticket, they didn't guarantee you a win, you just so happened to.
Yeah, I feel like in that case, like, you know, it was meant for your friend to have whatever it was, and if they decide to give you, that's like up to them.
Exactly.
You know, like I'm not looking, like I'm not gonna be there with my hand out like, you owe me however x amount. Like imagine. Yeah, like I feel like, you know, you weren't meant to have that, like maybe they needed that money more, so
yeah,
if they want to give it to you then
it's just so funny, because it's like you could have got like two drinks and you're like, oh, I'll just hand them this one, like it was kind of just, you know, one for you, one for me, and then they end up going home with like $3,000 because you gave them the one that you were holding in your left hand or something, like
yeah. That's different. I feel like whenever my friends bought me like roll up and like I won something on it, I just gave them it, because it's normally just like a coffee or a donut. You bought me a coffee, here's a free one for you, you know, kind of evens out. But interesting. I don't know. But also, how do you guys roll up your rims? Like, do you use your fingers or do you use your teeth?
I use my teeth, because sometimes, like, it depends where the lid is, right? Because if you're drinking where, like, the actual, like, roll-up part is, then it's easy to roll up with your fingers, but other times, like, it's kind of hard.
I swear you're supposed to, like, roll it up with your, like, thumb. Like, I swear it's not, like, it was meant to be like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think I use my teeth.
Wait. I feel like that's why last year was like virtual, because everyone uses their teeth and the workers did not want to
touch it. Yeah.
Like, now that I think about it, that's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
You're giving really them, just like, the little like bitten off piece of the cup to this employee. Like, ew.
Yeah. Very unhygienic. But yeah, I don't know. Do you guys prefer another place over Tim's or
Starbucks?
I've been like, I don't know. I've been on this wave of like making my own coffees. I think that once I move out, I'm gonna get myself like an espresso machine and one with like a milk steamer, a milk frother. So that I can just make my own coffee, because even Starbucks is starting to taste like watery and like weird. I don't know. I don't like their coffee anymore. But I like the idea of like making flavored lattes and like doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even like a coffee drinker. I like teas more. So like at all places, they just have like the standard like Orange Pico, Earl Grey, Chamomile, Mint. Like those are the teas you get. All boring. So yeah, I've been barista-ing over here a bit. Michael, go ahead.
I don't know. Like I don't really have a coffee place because I don't, you know, like coffee. I don't really like tea either. But like when it comes to like lemonade, I always just go to Wendy's.
Wendy's has some good lemonade.
Bueno.
their Pink Lemonade with Pink Whitney. Is that putting you on right now?
Is that the Strawberry Lemonade one, or is that like a whole different one?
Which one?
Like the one that you're just talking about.
I think it's like their Strawberry Lemonade.
Yeah, that one slaps.
Yeah, but mix it with Pink Pink Whitney.
What's Pink Whitney?
It's like a literally like a strawberry lemonade flavored alcohol.
Oh, might have to hold on.
It's not that great.
It's so overrated. I don't know how you.
But if you mix it in this drink, like I get it, it is overrated, like just on its own. But in this drink, it just complements each other so well, like sipping juice. But
I don't know, is that sugar and alcohol just like I'm a wine person. I can't speak on this.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Is sugar and alcohol like, is it known to give you headaches, or is it just something that people say like, oh, I just get a headache because of
drinking
like a sugary alcohol?
I feel like a lot of people, like, I don't know if it's real, but a lot of people say that, like, even like sweeter wines, like people are like, I get hung over because it's too sweet.
Mm-hmm. Or even with like Fireball and stuff like that, I know that it has a lot of sugar in it, and like a lot of people end up having really bad hangovers.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do think the sugar has something to do with it. I don't know, I do not know. But anyways, we are going to wrap up the show now and head into our shout outs and track of the week. We'll go in the same order of introduction. So let's start it off with Michael.
My song of the week, because you know, tomorrow's Games Independence Day, I was listening to a lot of Chatawale. He's a Ghanaian artist. The song is called Freedom.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And my shout out goes to my brother.
Very nice. Yeah. And who's next? Liz.
My shout out goes to Bree for her segment.
Yes. Another round of applause.
And my song of the week is All Day by Kanye West.
Very nice. Bree.
Okay, my shout out this week, I really can't think of one. Okay, I'm just gonna say Val and Aaliyah because they weren't able to make it. I wish they could do my segment. I feel like Val doing this so funny because she'd be like, no, this is true.
We'll bring it back.
Yeah. And my song of the week, I just like realized that it was a thing. Like, you know, when you find songs and you're like, oh my God, I forgot this existed.
Yeah.
But Put It Down by Brandy and Chris Brown.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. And wait, did you say a shout out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Cecilia.
My shout out, probably, I'm going to say my grandfather, because he's let me use his car for about a month now and has not asked for it back.
Real one.
Yeah. And my track of the week, anything from like Hozier, however you say his name. I don't know. I've been listening to like his album all day. It's soothing.
Very nice. Angelina.
Okay, so my shout out of the week goes to Val and Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
And my track of the week would be Preach by Party Next Door and Drake.
Love. Okay, and my shout outs go to, I'm going to shout out my parents, and I'm also going to shout out ABS Exacts. I feel like we all do so much and we don't get recognized enough, so little shout out for you guys because it's been a long week. And then my track of the week is Why I Love the Moon by The Phony People. It's very cute. Moon's always there for you. Yeah. So that is our show for today. And we all say goodbye.
Bye.